We promised you, I think it was about 7 days ago now, that the Nolan Radio Show would put a special investigations team onto digging into the renewable heat incentive scheme. And you've heard us break many stories over the last few days as a consequence of that. Our team has literally been working day and night and in the middle of the night, quite literally, on this story. And I told you we would have an announcement to make this morning. Here it is. The Nolan Show has secured an exclusive interview with the DUP MLA, Jonathan Bell. Now, he was the minister for Detty during the spike. This is a significant interview. It's long and it's detailed, and the content of it will send shockwaves throughout the political system in Northern Ireland. What we've decided to do as a radio team is broadcast that interview on BBC One television tonight at 10:40. What I'm going to let you do now is hear a little of it so that you can get a sense of what Jonathan Bell believes will be the political ramifications of him speaking out in this Nolan Show exclusive.
Your political career's finished. You're going to be ruined for telling the truth. All of that. I've had to do one of the most difficult things I've had to do in my life, and one of the most things I'll ever have to do in my life, and tell the public of Northern Ireland the truth, to shine a light onto what has occurred, and to deal with a major problem.
And you really believe your political career is finished? Why?
Well, people tell me that if you step out, if you step outside the box, you put your head above the parapet, it'll be shot off. I believe that God doesn't punish people for telling the truth. So let's see how it plays out. My only aim is that the truth is told. I've now told it.
You're a family man. You have children.
Yeah.
You must have thought of the implications of doing this interview.
I've talked with my wife. I do talk with my children. And given the level of exposure and all the criticism that comes with that, it'll not be easy. But my wife told me this morning, Jonathan, tell the truth. Please, tell the truth. I've now done it.
You prayed, Jonathan, before this interview.
I did.
Faith is, and God is clearly very important to you.
I'm a very poor Christian, but I've got a great God.
Why are there tears in your eyes?
Because this is difficult. Because hospitals in Northern Ireland will not be built. There's a ward in Ulster Hospital, the Maynard ward is closed. Do you think I can sit back and not tell the truth? Not when God's told me to tell the truth. And Dr. Paisley was right. Tell the truth should the heavens fall on you. So do with me as they will. But the facts are, documents, emails, times, dates, you will not find one single thing that is not the truth. I've done my duty. I've told the people of Northern Ireland the truth. They elected me to represent them. I did not seek office to close hospitals. I did not seek office to send terminally ill children home while hundreds of millions of pounds are abused.
That gives you a sense of what is to come tonight. And it is a long, detailed interview with the man who was the minister at the time, Jonathan Bell, 10:40 tonight, BBC One.